wages and making casual labourers poorer. That's the top line of a new body of research, and one of those researchers from Northwest University is Professor Derek Blau. Professor, good afternoon to you and welcome. First of all, what prompted the survey in the first place? Obviously, there was a concern that had been noted.
Jamie, good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your listeners. It's a privilege to be on your show. To answer your question, we've been busy with this research since 2004, observing these growing number of men standing on the side of the road. It was almost as if they are there, but you do not see them. They are invisible. So our research essentially was aiming to make the invisible a bit more visible to ourselves and to get to know what is really going on in this curbside labor market.
And one of the insights is how the labor market is changing due to ongoing migration.
It is indeed. If you think in terms of the picture that we have now in Tswane, for example, we have been able to do three surveys in the last 12 years. And in 2004, foreign migrants, being Zimbabweans or Mozambicans, only made up about 12% of the total number of day laborers there. In 2007, this increased to 60, and it has leveled off now at about 59%. You can see the significant increase in the proportion of migrant workers and in the total number of day laborers as well.
To what extent then have wages been driven down?
Significantly, if you think in terms of calculating the wage that we observe now in terms of 2007 prices, it is quite clear to us that for both the Zimbabwean or migrant day laborers as well as South Africans, they are earning less now in terms of wages than they would have, than what they would have done in 2007.
Professor Derek Blau, thank you very much indeed. A researcher at Northwest University on the line to us from Clarksdorp. It's 10 to 1.